This is Frederick Meekins of the American Worldview Alert. The March 2010 issue of Sojourner's Magazine pictured on its cover an adorable Hispanic child with a caption next to the photograph reading, "Citizen or Criminal." Inside the issue were a number of articles expositing how Christians are obligated to basically surrender America to outsiders, most of whom, defended by the magazine, have no standing to be in the United States to begin with. For example, one pullout quote in red, no doubt playing on the conditioning that the red words in some Bibles carry more weight than others, read, "If we are truly about family values, how can we argue for a system that separates parents from their citizen children?" End quote. Notice how the onus is placed on America rather than the Mexican government for the responsibility of family reunification or cohesion. Maybe our neighbors to the south should make it easier for children beyond its borders to be repatriated there with their parents. After all, the likes of James Dobson has in the past lectured Pat Buchanan how family values of Mexicans are superior to those of the average American. It is interesting how Sojourners, a publication that doesn't really give a hoot about the Word of God any other time, given its modernistic and liberal affiliations, suddenly knows all the verses admonishing the believer to aid the plight of the downtrodden. What about the verse extolling obedience to properly constituted laws, such as those administering the immigration process? Another column condemned the ethnocentrism of the American church, and that broadening immigration allows the church to pray and worship in a new way. Frankly, what was so wrong with the old way? Perhaps it should be pointed out so-called minority churches are the ones most mired in their respective ethnicities and cultures of those in attendance. Furthermore, special outreaches and semi-independent sub-congregations are not being set up by spineless American congregations for the purposes of preserving the traditional mainstream culture. Rather, these are established because the targeted immigrants are so reinforced these days as to what their particular breed of man happens to be that they won't set foot in a church unless the ecclesiastical authorities fawn all over them and cater to them to the same extent as the other social welfare bureaucracies they are accustomed to dealing with. And when was the last time a minister ever admonished the new arrivals to make up their minds as to whether or not they want to be Americans or remain what they were originally and to go back from wherever they came? It is about time to stop playing both sides of the identity equation, where one plays up what nationality that happens to get the largest government or charitable handout, or which provides the most rational explanation for one's glaring flaws in terms of character and behavior. But whereas nearly no one, typically liberal but increasingly conservative as well, will tackle the shortcomings of immigrants in regards to ecclesiastical practices and preferences, Anglos are being given an earful of this topic all of the time. At one church I stopped going to, after a snafu with the sound system, instead of simply adjusting the volume, the pastor went into a semi-lengthy explanation of how the controls had been fiddled with for the raucous auditory preferences of the immigrant congregation borrowing the facility the night before. The verbal smackdown did not end there. We ignorant rubes learned it was our obligation to relent, since the immigrant congregation, rather than the one actually floating the bills, was the one on the cutting edge, and thus the in thing. This was not the only incident of pandering to minorities at this particular church. Following the announcement of the district's ministerial candidates ordained that year, only the Hispanic ones were specifically mentioned in a commemorating prayer. In previously solid churches slowly eroding to the spirit of the age, Whitey, and anyone else speaking English, is supposed to simply shut up and keep dropping the coins into the collection plate until the gullible old white people die off. And you had better have a smile on your face with a "please sir, may I have another" attitude,
or you're not a good Christian anymore.
Frankly, I don't remember national weakness being commanded anywhere in the pages of the Bible. Others will insist that since the Bible in general, and the Gospels in specific, counsel that all who accept Christ belong to the family of God, irrespective of nationality or ethnicity, congregations should avoid this characteristic to such an extent that congregations that once sat solemnly in the pews should now do backflips over them and roll around on the floor, in a testament to just how free of bias the parishioners happen to be. If Americans have to renounce their culture, that is probably already about as heterogeneous as a nation can be, as countries with even lesser degrees of diversity are characterized by regular ethnic bloodshed, then why are evangelicals putting up with raza-esque front groups as the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference having the motto,
"Empowering the Hispanic Church, engaging the Hispanic vision, and enriching the Hispanic dream"?
In the mission statement on the masthead of Sojourners Magazine, it reads,
"The mission of Sojourners Magazine is to inspire hope and action by articulating the biblical call to racial and social justice."
If this leftist rag is really concerned about justice, then they ought to publish another issue on immigration with a tattooed gang member on the cover and articles detailing how unbridled immigration has ruined many neighborhoods and the violence that has been inflicted on Americans either in their own homes or through the many that have died in car crashes, the result of foreigners that can't even exercise the minutest degree of self-control when it comes to booze. This is Frederick Meekins.